How? Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, peeps? So in this podcast, we have AQ Views, also known as Andres.
Very good friend of ours.
Yes. And he talks about the importance of diving all in on your passions and also the importance of having a partner who invests and also believes in your dreams.
Yeah, super important. And then he also goes into talking about why it's very important to make friends. Mm-hmm. So check it out and let's get going.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Roberto Guido.
And my name is Marissa Lewis.
And together we are
the Dos Cocos Locos.
And welcome to our podcast.
So our goal with this podcast is to drop as much coconut fire, which is our way of saying life / business knowledge bombs, for creatives that don't necessarily know much about life or business, through conversations with one another, as well as with other fellow creatives and dope people.
Our story has a lot of twists and turns, but basically we started by selling coconuts at the beach, and now we have our own photography and videography business, and it's through these conversations that we were able to really learn how to navigate this thing called life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, so today we have Andres with us. Thank you so much again, man, for just taking the time to like hang out with us
for this spontaneous podcast that we kind of tricked him into doing.
I knew nothing about this. I knew nothing.
Yeah, we're like, yo bro, we have like a business idea, come over. And then podcast.
There it is.
Here we are.
So yeah, man, so we always kind of like starting off like any podcast, all of our podcasts, like with this like question. And basically it's in one sentence, what do you do? So it can be as long as you want, but in one sentence, what do you do? Like everything.
Right there.
Like your whole
your
life.
Your whole life in one sentence.
In one run on sentence.
I guess creatively and career wise, right now what I do is I make videos. To make people look better.
Oh,
that was great. That's great. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's what I try to go
for. Yeah, definitely, dude. That's awesome. Yeah, Andres is super. Yeah, Vaquita, shout out to Vaquita. Always. This is our first time doing a podcast with a guest at our house, so we're super excited with Vaquita.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guest at our house.
Oh, that's true.
Other ones doing Armature, but. But yeah.
So you're the first one to sit at this table.
Yeah. So how do you like it?
Actually, legit, you're the first one to see this table in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I can definitely tell it was handmade by you guys.
You see how the end is
like,
amazing.
I'm
not gonna worry about that.
Like, it
that's
looks
not
great.
Gonna be, you're not gonna see it.
It's not worth it.
You can't even see it. It's fine.
No, but Andres is being really humble about the type of work that he does, but he really does some awesome work. He's been working a lot with like musicians and artists in the Tampa area, right? And,
yeah.
He's killing the music video
really
game.
Killing the game, like for real.
Thank you, guys.
So as far as just like something that I would like to know from you, like how do you go about reaching out to these like musicians and these artists, and how do you even find them to begin with?
Yeah. Or do they find you?
Yeah. Like, yeah, what's the process?
It's Instagram. That's most of it for me. I'm a lot on there. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at people, you know, like what people post, who comments, who likes. I'm just looking, because then, you know, if I find a cool artist and I go on their page and I see like if they worked with a different artist or, you know, different people are commenting or who they follow, it's like I'm really in there. And then you find a whole bunch of people, like hashtags too. Like there's a bunch of ways to just.
What's like your hashtags that you like search for? Because like we have a set.
We have like a certain list that we kind of go
through. Yeah. Since I'm in Tampa right now, I usually do like Tampa photographer, Tampa videographer.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, Tampa's big, but they're not huge. Yeah. So you could kind of go in there and see what's going on, like at the top people.
Smart.
So I do that a lot.
Yeah. I think that might actually be how I found you.
Yeah.
Because that is
a hashtag that we do follow too.
Yeah. And that we use often.
I use it almost every post. So
this whole like podcast meetup and our friendship with Andres happened because of a hashtag.
Yep.
So yeah.
That's how powerful this is.
There you go.
It's powerful.
Shout out Instagram.
Yes.
For real.
Let's do it.
Dang. So that's awesome, man. So just kind of continue with the ball rolling. So tell us a little bit like about your like life story. I know we kind of talked about it already, like the first time we met. But like, how did you even get into like the videography game? Because everybody's like, how they got into the game is a little different than everybody else.
Yeah.
Versus like pretty crazy too. So like, so
Yes, how, like, your start is really crazy.
Yeah, so, like, just let people know, like, what went down and stuff. Like,
yeah, so it was...
just stop.
What was it, like, a year, almost a year and a half ago, I was going to school here in Tampa, University of Tampa. I was going for entrepreneurship and marketing. So I wasn't doing really anything video related. Actually, my roommate was a film major and I actually helped him a bunch with his like short films and all that. He actually does music now. He's pretty cool. Happy Face is his name. Shameless plug, we're doing it. But he kind of showed me what it was at the beginning. And then I just did that for fun. And then when I graduated, or like 3 months before I graduated, I had this friend that was down in Miami and he was doing a bunch of kind of concert recaps and music videos for Latin artists like Ozuna, Bad Bunny, like pretty big, wow. Big names like that.
Oh my gosh.
And he was well connected in that. And so I think one day I texted him, I was like, hey, what program do you use to edit videos? And he told me Premiere. And then he kind of got excited that I was excited.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you trying to get into this? And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of into it. And he offered like to invite me down there and like help me out with like connections and just starting out and all that stuff, like giving me his gear because I had my phone at the time.
Wow.
And so I just decided to go.
Just drop move. Everything,
just go for it. Or I graduated first. School. You graduated, and then just went over there with actually my friend that got me into the video first, and he does music now. I moved in with him and another friend, and we just went to Miami, and it was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was especially crazy because the friend never got back to me after I got there. Sadly,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was just busy. Something happened.
Right, it wasn't like personal.
Something happened.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
But I was already there, so we had to make it work. And
that's
I was just
crazy.
Starting, you know, I moved there. I was just, I think I had made one video with my iPhone.
Respect, bro.
nice.
On iMovie.
Hey, that's where I started too, iMovie gang.
and then, yeah, from there, it's like, kind of like you guys, you know, you're just there, you're doing it, like it's what you like, but you threw yourself into it.
So you just gotta
put everything, figure it out.
Okay. So that's what did you do? So like, how did you?
It was a lot of knocking on doors.
What did you do? Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the first, because I didn't have a job too, so I was looking, but I had kind of free time to develop my skills, like my shooting and editing skills. I also saved up a lot while I was at school, so I had like 3 to 4 months of like just
that's so crazy.
Safety.
Us too.
Right there, which wasn't even planned but perfect. So what I did was just YouTube, right? Just the basic YouTube. Found out a lot of different people that were doing just tutorials. I think it was Justin Odisho.
Yes.
I think it was Peter McKinnon. Just the basics, a lot of Daniel Schiffer. Yeah. He did a lot on Final Cut too.
That's
so
that's literally like my top three too. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're out there. So I just started, you know, watching a bunch of that, testing it out, like going out with my phone, shooting a little clip, coming back, putting on the computer, editing, just like that. And then, also a lot of knocking on doors. So
yeah,
I needed to just shoot for free, right? I couldn't just go outside and film a tree every time. So I started going to restaurants, local restaurants. I didn't have a car at the beginning too. So I was just walking to the restaurants that were close by. And yeah, I think I got one. I got one like fairly quickly. And then they let me shoot like a promo video for them.
And it was still all on your phone?
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
But that was really fun to do that. And I learned a lot, so. Yeah.
Wow.
That definitely probably tested your like creativity too.
That's another thing. Like if you don't have any gear, it's just the phone. That is amazing to start. Amazing. Because it tests you. It's like you don't have all these gadgets. So you just rely on, you know, that tutorial and your creativity. Yeah. Like go with it.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, a lot of people now is just like, oh, I don't have like a very fancy, expensive camera. Like, I can't do it. I'm like, no, like, you really can. Like, obviously, the quality might be a little different, but overall, though, you can really knock out some awesome
videos. Yeah, and like the composition is so important. Yeah. Like, not just.
You learn the basics with just whatever you got. And you just learn the basics, and from there, you can grow if you want.
And also, it's super okay to be super bad at the beginning. Because like you mentioned composition, and I was like, I did not know any of that with the phone. So it's like, you just start.
You just do. And then, but I think that's something that like comes with practice. Like, you don't just automatically know, yes, this is the perfect shot I'm looking for. Like, it just comes with like, oh, that sucked. Like, like that looked really bad. This really should have been closer in the middle, or like something like that.
And then at the end, I like showing my friends or my roommates for feedback, obviously. Yeah. That's really important because they can tell you. And also sometimes your friends don't tell you because they're your friends.
True.
So you got to look at their faces
and, be like,
and just know. like if you see, like, if you saw a little bit of an, like an eyebrow, like, right, nah, like, it's not going to work. That effect didn't work. Take it out. So that's what I did over there for the most part.
That's cool. Hey,
that is crazy. So you're still in Miami. So then how did you decide to like come back?
Because my plan was to just make it work, right? I was going to start, I was going to hustle and grind, and then my work was going to be noticed and I was going to start getting hired, right? Mm-hmm. But I was putting a lot of time and effort into getting better because I didn't really know a lot, but I wasn't really networking that much.
Okay. Yeah.
So I kind of was, but not really.
Yeah.
I hadn't read the right books.
Like, see the value in it.
Yeah. Yes. I knew that I should.
Like, literally, this whole time.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
I'm really into it.
I know. Literally, your hands have been here this whole time. I'm like,
I'm sorry. I've been blocking Marissa's face.
Like,
I'm blocking everybody's face. Dang. All right, my bad. I'll just get to the story.
This video's going to be great.
All right, so the value of networking is super important. So, like, how did you, like...
Yeah, so because I wasn't doing that, I think that's part of the reason I wasn't able to make it. I was only there for 7 months, so it wasn't really the longest time, but that's why. And then Miami is super expensive, guys. It is a little bit more expensive than usual. So if you go over there, kind of like, you know, with savings and not a job. Yeah. So that was the main part. And the jobs that I was getting weren't that great. So I found a job, a better one over here in Tampa. So I just moved back.
Like, come back, regroup, re-strategize.
And I knew people here. So I was like, I could probably talk to people and make something work.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
That's cool. Yeah. So when did you decide, okay, this is going to be something, I need to get a camera?
So I got my camera in Miami.
Okay.
When was it? I think it was 5 months of shooting only iPhone, 5 to 6 months. And it was always a plan.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, I was just saving up for it because they're expensive.
Yes.
So,
what kind of camera do you use?
Canon 80D.
He already knew that answer.
It's for the people. It's for the people.
Who don't know.
Great camera for video.
Yeah.
I just got it and I was so excited. I almost cried, to be honest. I was like, and also people helped me. Like, I saved up. I think my parents helped me out a little bit. Like, it was a group effort.
Yes.
I was so fortunate. Yeah, so that was amazing.
It's not like that at all. I'm just like, oh, I want a camera. But it's just because I wasn't buying it.
You saved up too, so right?
Yeah, but it wasn't. We didn't plan for it though. Okay. Literally, Marissa. Yeah.
We planned for my camera.
Yeah, Marissa's coworker. We planned for that one. Yeah, not this one.
Yeah,
for that one. Yeah,
that one we planned for.
Because Marissa's coworker let her borrow like all his camera gear and stuff, and I came home after work one day. I'm like, what the heck is all this? And
I was like, look what I got.
I'm like, that's cool. And then literally the next day I bought it because I'm like, I'm just running around with that little GoPro.
Like, he was that the jealous. Next day. Yeah.
He couldn't let you have your
moment. No, he's like, wow, this is awesome. Let's go buy one right now. I'm like, I had to get this one back, like, in a month.
So, yeah, that's literally how it happened, bro. But, no, yeah, it's awesome to do that. You got, like, people that supported you.
Yes.
Man, that's a big deal, bro. That's a really big deal.
I was lucky. Some people, like, are completely on their own,
Yeah, like, for real. Like, buying that camera, that was like Robert's gift to me, the 5D Mark IV, yeah. Because
that's for Christmas gift, I think, actually.
Yeah. But like having someone who like actually supports you and like is investing in your stuff is crazy. Because like I was using the T6i, which was amazing, but I needed it was time.
That one's that one's just better.
Yeah.
So did you see like anything change as far as like the type of work that you were getting, or
from that phone?
Once you had the camera, like
From the phone to the camera.
Like the thing with the camera is like you could get amazing stuff with. I have an iPhone X. You could get amazing stuff with with an iPhone. And then the camera just, it gives you like a little bit, it actually gives you a lot more control.
Depending on the lens.
Yeah. But the image, the overall image, a lot of the times it could be pretty similar.
Yeah.
So the camera just makes you look cooler.
Basically.
I more.
It's all about the presentation.
Makes you look more, more legit.
Yes. Like, don't you feel like walking into a company with like this big ass camera in
your
hand?
You pull out your phone, like, what the heck is that?
But then like,
it's like, oh, I have that phone. Yeah. Yes. I can do this. Go
exactly.
Away.
Exactly.
The only thing that I want to add to that is like, it also depends on the lighting situation too. Because
a lot.
The cameras tend to do a little bit better than the iPhones still.
Yeah.
It might not be always the case, but for right now.
Depending on the lens you're using.
And mostly depending on the lens you're using.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why like.
And the type of camera.
Yeah.
Like the dynamic range
you
picks up.
Yeah, you can get in a whole debate, camera versus phone, but it's pretty close, but.
But yeah, the camera's going to be better.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like if you're into it and you're going to invest and step it up, you should get a camera.
Yeah. But I just think it's so interesting. Whenever we go to like a shoot now, we bring everything. So like we bring these lights, we bring our reflector, we bring our tripods.
Basically the full setup, except for the reflector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you feel like walking in with like all your stuff that you just got like that extra like.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Don't use any of it.
Yeah. Like you look more legit for other people, but you feel more ready in a way. All this is backing my time right now.
Yes.
Like, I didn't just start playing games. I know exactly what I need. Anything you throw at me, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
That's true.
It just, if you can do it, you should save up for it and just
and
step it up.
And also depending on what your goals are too, obviously. What I was saying.
Yeah.
Like buy a camera. Like,
and buy a whole bunch of gear.
You should if you want to, but if that's not like what your goal is, then that's enough. So I'm going to do it for you. Mm-hmm. But shameless plug. But yeah, dude, that's crazy. Man. So you came back to Tampa, and then you just started working that grind again. And
as soon as I got back to Tampa, since I knew people, like the jobs started coming in faster.
Yeah.
Just from the people I knew and the people I knew other people.
Yes.
And so it was faster. And ever since I moved back, it's just been more consistent, which is great.
Awesome. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, we see you like
that's cool.
Literally grinding. So that's awesome, man. We're just very glad that we got the chance to like get to know you before you became rich and famous.
Yes.
So like,
hey,
so that's how it works, bro.
That's cool. Okay. And you're busy. Like we always see you on Instagram, like shooting something. Like how many music videos do you think you've done so far this year?
So far, I could tell you
in
so
March.
Far. It's just so many things. Like so far. So many things happen. Like I go to shoot a music video and sometimes it doesn't go through and I edit it and then just so many things happen. But probably I want to say like 40 solid.
Oh my gosh.
In like a year of doing it.
I feel like that's a lot.
That's a lot.
With a full-time job. Like
That's like just on the side. Holy that's crazy, bro.
Wow.
That's good.
That's like where I got most of the practice.
Yeah. Because you're like, all right, this happened at this shoot. You learned something, and then you're like, for the next one, you're ready. Kind of like with the podcast, like our second podcast we made. Or Jason was like, we messed up on our budget. But yeah, like figuring out, like, okay, like for a podcast, depending on the situation, you want to make sure you shoot a manual instead of autofocus because you don't want it to be bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, like every project teaches you like
something,
yes.
a little.
Something to do or something to not do in the next
one. Yeah, project. I feel like every single shoot we learn something new.
Yeah.
That's so, crazy. So who is like your inspiration for your music videos? Like, is there a certain like artist that you look at where you're like, ooh, I want to do that in my next one? Or like, does that make sense?
Yes. That's a good question. ASAP Rocky is just the bar.
Freaking crazy.
Like him, I'm guessing he does a lot of the vision for a lot of them, but him and he works with a lot of directors. I think it's like two of them specifically.
Yeah.
That just every time I watch it and I'm just like, dang, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's how it is. Always feels that's like, man, you're always like, I could be doing so much more. They have the same thing. Like, that's crazy.
Do you guys have someone like or like a page that you look at?
Definitely, bro. For me, I think as far as what I want to try to do, that's something personal to me, is my parents, they just bought a restaurant, so they've been working there for a long time. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Schiffer actually is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He does these crazy, awesome like food video stuff. Like,
I've seen them.
Crazy. And, like, I'm like, dang. And it's an Italian restaurant, so you have like a lot of stuff to play with. So I'm like, I want to be able to do like that for like my family, because that'd be cool. Because then I get to like give them something while helping them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just like a win-win. It's just kind of hard though, because we're back in Port Charlotte, and then we're over here in Tampa, and we're just trying to like set the foundation for our business. But like, I want to also like help them out. So like, for me, that's what.
So it's a lot of driving back and forth.
It's like 2 hours.
We're making it work.
That's also crazy that you say that though. Like, wanting to help out your parents, your friends,
dude,
or other people.
It's because of them we're even able to sit here. Like,
yeah.
I can go all day with my parents. Like, it's the whole immigration.
It's crazy.
Like, my dad came here when he was 14, didn't know any English. How to just basically learn how to. He started as a busser, didn't know English. He was too afraid to cook because they were like, make fun of him. And he's like, I don't know how to cook. And then the boss was like, you need to learn how to cook, because one day you need to like support your family. And then he was right. Like, literally, he's still cooking to this day. But now he's a head chef. He knows like a bunch of shit.
And now he's the owner.
And now he's a freaking owner. And then what's crazy to me, I'm like, Dad, you're the owner, man. How does it feel like anything? Like, I just clean the bathrooms the same as I did before. I just gotta keep on working. Like, damn, like, that's the type of person I want to be when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's definitely my hero for sure. That's crazy, bro.
And your mom?
And my mom too. Yeah.
Hey.
My mom's like on another even level. Like, she's crazy. She's gonna hear this on this shit.
Yeah. Shit. Saved you, but.
Your parents watch your stuff?
No,
like,
but just in case one day.
No.
They're too busy working.
They might.
Do they know though?
They don't really know what we're doing.
They kind of know.
Like,
you've put your mom on your YouTube video before.
Yeah, I did. So she does know a little bit, but she doesn't know how we get paid.
So like, she doesn't understand.
She doesn't
really?
Like, how do you make money making videos? Because she would actually. The reason why I like filming
mm-hmm.
is because of her, because she would always like. Follows with like the VHS tapes and stuff, and like,
oh, so she did it.
So she's the one that.
So there's
like
a massive box at his house.
Yeah,
with like
she didn't
tapes.
Believe me. I'm like, I have like a bunch of like old footage, and she's like,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's just like awkward.
You three,
all your awkward stages.
It's so great.
It's all on footage. So one day I'm gonna like transfer them over, like to like digital files and do all that. But yeah, she has all that. So yeah, shout out to my mom. Okay, but yeah, what about you, Marissa? What do you look to for your inspiration as far as like photography and stuff?
I don't know, there's so many people that I love.
Who's like one that is not like super famous, but like you're like, dang, they should be.
Oh my gosh, there's so many people. There's so, like everyone that
who's
I follow on Instagram.
Someone in the Tampa area that you would like to be, like meet.
Oh, someone in the Tampa area. Okay.
Then. Learn that a little bit for you.
That's
so much pressure. I don't know.
That's
there's so
tough.
Many.
And you guys meet a lot of people too,
yes,
especially
we do.
Now you're out there like meeting.
We're really pushing it more, dude.
So, I feel like I feel like in a little bit you're gonna get to know everyone.
Florida
in Tampa.
Area,
are you asking about
looking at you like you know the answer?
Are you asking about like photographers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Normally this photo.
I don't know, but someone I watch on YouTube a lot is Mango Street, and they're amazing.
Mango Street
I love
is
them
amazing.
So
they
much.
They actually do tutorials. I was watching one.
They do both.
Like 2 days ago, but on photography.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're so quick, and they're just so good. Even their sponsored ads that they throw in the middle are
literally,
perfect.
Yeah, literally, they made like a sponsored ad for like you remember the old like. TV series called Next
on MTV.
Yes,
it was so good.
What?
It was for Squarespace,
yeah,
and
it was for Squarespace.
It was like an,
oh
it,
my god, like,
it was
really
so
good. And they're so smart because they're like, wow, like we know.
That's
like,
a great way
yeah.
to look at it and think about it, because then sponsors love that
yeah.
for
yes.
sure. Like you, they're used to like someone just
like,
saying.
Even us just talking about it on a pod, they did their job.
Yeah,
they did their job.
Yeah, good job, Mango
Street.
You ever see this? Reach out to us. We'd love to like get coffee.
Have you on our podcast?
But yeah, that's good. Nice.
Oh, they're amazing in all things. can meet them someday. Dang. They live all in right. LA, I think. Just go find them.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
But what else are we gonna talk about?
What's one, like, for us, we like talking about our struggles as much as we can, because we feel like when we talk about our struggles, like, someone has either gone through it,
true,
or know someone that can help out. So what is, like, one struggle that you're that's kind of like your main thing right now? What's one of your main struggles that you're going through right now, and how can someone help you?
Okay, so my main struggle is gotten way better, you know, each time.
Yeah.
It just takes a little time, but I want to be doing video and photography, stuff like that, content creation in general,
yeah,
full time.
Gotcha.
I haven't gotten to that.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of been just my main focus.
Okay.
And struggle at the same time.
That's cool.
So how can someone help you? Like, pretend there's someone that's listening to this podcast. How can they literally help you to get to that point? Like, let the universe know.
I think, what do you mean? Like, if someone was...
Like, if someone was like, okay, AQ, like, I want you to be my full-time videographer, content creator guy.
Like, what type of content,
like, what,
would,
like,
you
want
to do if,
like,
you could
do
forever?
What would you do? And, like,
music videos.
Music videos?
All right.
What's one artist that you would love to work with?
You can be as big as possible.
I'm trying to think.
Like, what's one artist where you're like, oh my gosh, I got this brilliant idea.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah?
All right, so.
Childish Gambino, we're coming after you.
Yeah, bro, that'd be crazy.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What's, like, one of your favorite music videos of his?
Sober.
It's
from Sober. He's, like, at a diner,
yeah,
and he's dancing. Like, he also acts, so he has a lot going for him, but just that feeling in that video,
yeah,
is great.
All right,
that's cool. Oh my gosh, let's make it happen. Let's just find someone that looks like him, and then we'll make a music video and be like, this could be you.
I actually thought about doing that.
See, it's not that crazy.
Not specifically.
Someone looked at me like,
wow.
Really?
This is why I'm more of the analytical kind of guy. Like, all right, guys, this is what we need to do step by step. She comes up with the crazy idea, and I'm like, okay, now how do we do that? It works out pretty well.
But it would work,
that's,
you know,
funny.
Like,
yes.
I just finding people and using the artist, like a Childish Gambino song, and
yes,
doing something cool. Maybe they see it.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna do that.
All right, so if you're either a Childish Gambino or a lookalike, reach out to
if you're one of those two,
let us know. This is the Instagram.
AQ, we set it up for you guys. It's like, it's like a volleyball thing. We set it up and you just smack it down. That's actually our friendship model, bro.
That totally is our friendship model.
We haven't put a pan on it yet, but like, I'm
but
the one
will.
That usually says hi or whatever, or just be the awkward person. So I'm like,
yeah.
So it's like the B, and then Marissa's like our friend.
Because I'm so awkward saying hi to people, like, I won't do it.
So
like,
funny.
If we're in like a crowded room with people, I just won't. I won't.
I remember at a cave day.
Yes.
You're like, we saw, who was it? BB Art's friend or
oh yeah, Tommy.
Like,
oh, yeah,
Tommy.
I think that's Tommy.
I saw
that in action. That's so funny.
You didn't even see it. It was like,
no, yeah,
I think that's
that.
Him.
I
think that's him. Robert,
yeah.
Robert, go talk to him.
I
just stood up so fast. It was like automatic.
Oh, okay, dude.
Like,
yeah, it's because that literally, whenever she says that, almost
so
always, I'm like, I feel like it was like we needed, like, have to talk to that person. It's crazy. That's so funny.
So funny.
Yeah, be our friend model. Boom.
That's it. That's the whole thing. All
right, I'm just going to click pause real quick because we're getting close to the 30-minute mark, and
yeah.
I didn't even realize that. So that means the podcast is really good because, like,
yeah,
it doesn't feel like 30 minutes, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not at
crazy.
All
right, so pausing. Oh, geez. All
right. Look like an old man.
I know.
Akita always, these are toys wherever I can trip on them. So I always need to look at them. I literally almost died 2 times. Dang, but yeah,
oh,
so that's our be our friend model. So for those of you who, like,
did not know that,
now,
know
that, now you know.
Now you know.
Very strategic. Not really. We're just like, whatever.
It's good though. It's like a team effort.
Yeah.
It
know?
Really is,
yeah.
Because I would just not meet anyone if it
yeah.
were not for Robert.
Yeah, man, I gotta check the.
Oh
I'm
my god.
Like, that's the second part. It's not
going to
be recorded.
Wait, so how do it pauses and then we start?
It pauses after 30 minutes.
Oh, but
yeah.
It can go more? Like, way more?
The
oh,
cam-
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The cameras.
Oh,
I don't
you
know why they're set up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing that plugs into the wall.
Oh, so it just pauses.
Yeah.
Yeah. This whole time I thought.
Have you ever recorded more than 30 minutes?
No, I don't do that. That's why I thought when yeah, I heard it. Because I heard it before.
There's still a lot of gigabytes left on. Well, depending on how big your card is.
Yeah, it just stopped recording after 30 minutes.
Got you. Okay, yeah. That's good. I thought we were done.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait, so you only you always record 30 minutes? You're like, I can't do it anymore?
I've never had to record.
Oh, okay. Like, true, they're quick. Yeah. Okay.
I guess it's quick.
For those of you who don't know, like, yeah. we have these cameras that can only record up to 30 minutes at a time. So that's what we
There's got to be a way to fix that.
You have to get the external thing that connects to the wall. We don't have that.
But there's got to be like an internal way to
I don't know. We got to look into it.
We got to figure that out.
All right. So, anyway. So, yeah, the beer friend.
Beer friend. Yeah. I would not have any friends if it were not for Robert.
There you go.
Yep.
And I don't know how to hold a conversation, so that's why she comes in the other side, too. I'm like, hey, I don't know what else to say. So then she comes up and she like just fills in the gaps.
That's funny. I've seen it in action. It works, guys.
That's so funny.
That's so funny, bro. So what are some
I think you're gonna see.
So what are some things that you wish you would have known before like getting into this type of like lifestyle almost? Like it can get kind of crazy, especially like with balancing with work versus with what you like to do.
And like life, so like
yeah,
your girlfriend,
yeah, and your girlfriend too.
Like
and
relationships.
She's all the way in Orlando, right?
Shout out to my girlfriend.
Yes,
almost halfway through the podcast.
Almost. Yep. People don't know, but she helped. She helps so much, guys. Like sometimes
yeah,
I don't
talk
even.
About it, yeah.
Yes. How does she?
So that, because I, you guys are a team, right? Like you guys have each other, and I've definitely seen some other people, some other creative couples on Instagram, yeah. right? And I was always. Kind of jealous. I was like, that's kind of cheating, though. That's kind of cheating.
It definitely is cheating.
We definitely push it and we use it. It took us a while to even like really get comfortable and push it, though. Because
yeah.
I feel like now we're really
still don't even push it that hard. Because we're not one of those couples that are like really couple-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, we know it does help, though. It's like people do like that. And I guess people just like that we're weird. So it works out.
Yeah. But yeah, so I saw every time I saw it, I was like, it's kind of cheating, yo. And then, but it was just, you know, I was just jealous because it's a good, you know, it's great when you find someone and you can do it together. It's like you could get further faster.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, it is hard sometimes.
Yes.
Like, I don't know that side, so yeah. I can't imagine.
It can get pretty difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
So, like, we do a lot of talking.
There's a lot of conversation.
Yeah, yes.
Like, there really is.
There is great communication happening.
Yeah, you really need to know, like, hey, like, I need my space sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. It's dangerous, too, because if you build something.
And if you don't talk to
and then.
You,
You know. So you got to be careful
with that. So how does your girlfriend help you out, bro?
So now she's always trying. So I kind of. Because she goes to UCF for, like, biology. She's trying to be a vet, veterinarian. And so I always thought, you know, we're not going to work together. It's just going to be separate. And then slowly with time, she's been like kind of forcing herself into my work because she's like, I want to help. I can help.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Like, I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
But she can, though. Like, it's just when you have another person, they can see what you can't see. So a lot of the times when she's with me shooting music videos, it's like I'm shooting a scene and I'm focused on the camera or like that person. Yeah, and then she's like back here and she taps me on the shoulder and she's like, yo, that car right there, it looks totally weird. Like you should move it a little bit over here so it's more. And then I look at it and I see it.
And then you're like, that happens all the time.
Simple stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then she also helps me out a lot with like clients, stuff with clients, you know. She actually, you know how you guys have like, they show me like their price set up for like different projects you guys have, like, you know, the time, the how much to charge and all that.
Yeah.
I remember I told you I wanted that. I didn't have it. She actually set mine up.
Wow, that's cool.
Like we did it kind of together. I told her like what I could do, what I wanted, and she was kind of like, because I didn't have it for the longest time, she just whipped out the laptop. She was like, okay, just sit down. Let's get to this.
How hard is it to do this? Okay.
Just what do you mean? So she actually helps a lot.
That's so dope.
That's yeah. really cool. Yeah.
So I'm kind of molding into awesome. What you guys have slowly. Awesome.
Yeah, and she that's came cool. all the way from Orlando to BB Arts thing, which is
yes, really that was cool.
And that was like our first time meeting her. She's so nice, bro. So like, yeah, definitely, yeah. you definitely have a keeper, bro. Just treat her right for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
there.
That's cool. And if you want to like, give her a quick shout out to the podcast or YouTube, like,
yeah, like, how can Natalie, it's N and then Santos 14.
Okay,
here we Instagram. Go.
Give him a follow. Give her a follow. I said give them, but it's not like give them.
This is just one person.
Yeah. So like, it's just awkward all around. But yeah, but yeah, you're going to give her a follow because she really is an awesome person.
That's yes. That's cool. We had to go like to dinner sometime.
Yeah, nice sit down. Date.
Like a double date?
Yes.
Yeah. A double date.
We never go on double dates ever.
I've so never sad. Been on one.
We have actually have gone on one.
Who was who?
Wow, it was that bad that she didn't remember.
Oh my gosh, we did go on this double date. It was so bad.
It was bad. Oh, don't I mention remember. It though. Don't talk about it.
We'll talk about it later.
It couldn't have been that bad.
It wasn't
that
bad. It was great.
I was like, now you know. No, that's good. No, that's good.
This one, this one.
The right attention. It was just like, it was just.
Let's move on. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's pretty far into the podcast. I don't think
that ever listened. No one's listening this far. If you're still watching or listening to this, thank you.
We appreciate it. You really do. Like, we really do have fun. And like, yeah. the reason why we started this podcast is just like coming to me right now. It's like, we would always have these conversations, like, especially with you. Like, we met at the Bricks yeah. randomly first time. We just had some, like, chips and dip, really. It was just a talk about life.
Beer.
Yeah. Like, literally, this conversation we kind of had just at that restaurant. But, yeah. like, I always wanted to be able to, like, really record this. And I'm like, how can we record this without being weird and then just like yeah. secretly doing it without them knowing.
It's,
like,
that's yeah.
weird though. Like you can't do it.
We have done it a couple like, times.
Yeah, we've done it with just the phone like on the table and like yeah. record the audio and then after we ask, oh, is it cool if we like use just the audio?
Yeah.
But like something with videos is better because like it's cool because you can like be there
yeah.
with them.
And that's so hard too. Like I like so much that you guys are doing it because I've been trying to get in front of the camera and do it for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's just uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like a lot of people feel that, yeah. you know what I
yes.
mean? Like, oh, I would love to like vlog or do a yeah. tutorial or just get on my Instagram story yeah. and say something that mm-hmm. I want to say, but it's tough. So the fact that you guys are doing it and inviting people or forcing them, kind of like
or
today,
tricking them
which is perfect. I needed it. It's amazing. And then people, you know, you have these conversations with people all the time, but you don't record them. If you record them, and you share them and then you know it's not just you and them learning it's
yeah, everybody
50 80 yeah. yeah and you know whatever people are watching wow. so it's just great
there's a clip right there for
that was great
that was perfect.
Yeah.
Dang, like, those, that's what Coconut Fire is all about guys
yes
like, that's a good example right there dang thank you for that bro that's cool
yeah that's cool.
Dang so I think I'm out of questions on my end but also shout out to what's
his
name?
What's this called?
How do you say it, bro?
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas. IPA. What was that? I've never
really
heard her talk like that before. What was that?
I really
Who are
don't
you?
Know.
I guess she's feeling it. She's not even
that.
It's like, have a beer. It's out of beer. But yeah, we're not sponsored by you, but we would love to.
But we will be
Let's
soon.
Do it.
Yeah, let us know in the comments or in the. Yeah, below.
Just do it.
Dang.
But, wow, podcast 4.
Yeah, dude, we don't want to keep you all here all night, but thank you once again.
Yes.
Seriously.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
Like,
thank
this
you for
great.
Being on our podcast.
Yeah, man. Any last words that you'd like to say to the viewers? I do have one request after this.
After this?
Yeah.
Wait, what's your...
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
It's after
this. We'll find out. Yeah.
Guys... Pay attention to Dos Cocos Locos because these podcasts are going to blow up. They are truly pushing the community over competition. And if you are a creator or just looking to network and grow your audience, this is it. So just do it.
Dude, that was cool. We did not pay him to say that.
Yeah. Hey. Dude, we appreciate that, bro.
Yes.
Can you just hold this coconut and just say the hashtag that's on the coconut? We're gonna just start bringing coconuts into our lives a little bit more.
That's do so I do funny. It? Which camera?
Oh, you can do this camera.
Which camera?
We just was on the spot. I just came up with it like 2 seconds.
I know. I was like, what? We did not.
Where's the even know what's going?
And what's up, guys? It's AQ Views. This is a coconut in my hand right here, and it says hashtag follow the coconuts.
Yes.
Oh, that was perfect.
That was so perfect.
That was perfect. Dude, you are not shy in front of the camera, but you're good at it. You're good.
That was so great.
That's a wrap. All right, that's end.
That's a wrap. Podcast. Thanks.
Thank you guys so much for, well, I was going to say watching. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
thank
watching
you,
too.
Thank you so much for watching and listening. We definitely appreciate it. If you can let us know some feedback by either following the podcast, wherever it is, on Spotify or Anchor. We're trying to get to Apple Music. Or if you can just give us a rating. And just text us or DM us on Instagram what you like, what you didn't like, let us know. And like, this is a learning process for us too. So we just greatly appreciate your feedback, whatever you guys have.
That's a wrap. Podcast 4. Hey.
That was dope.
Wow. That was cool.
Before we end this podcast, I just want to give a huge shout out to EV47. He's the one that made the beat for the beginning and end of this podcast. So you should definitely check him out because he's dope. And yeah, peace.
Yes.